Agatha Raisin and the Fairies of Frithom by M.C. Beaton. Read by Penelope Keith. Chapter 1. Agatha Raisin was selling up and leaving Carsley for good. Or rather, that had been the plan. She had already rented a cottage in the village of Frithom in Norfolk. She had rented blind. She knew neither the village nor anywhere else in Norfolk. A fortune-teller had told her that her destiny lay in Norfolk. Her next-door neighbour, the love of her life, James Lacey, had departed without saying good-bye, and so she had decided to move to Norfolk, and had chosen the village of Frithom by sticking a pin in the map. A call to the Frithom police station had put her in touch with a local estate agent. The cottage was rented, and all Agatha had to do was sell her own cottage and leave. But the problem lay in the people who came to view the house. Either the women were too attractive, and Agatha was not going to have an attractive woman living next door to James, or they were sour and grumpy, and she did not want to inflict such people on the village. She was due to move into her rented Norfolk cottage at the beginning of October, and it was now heading to the end of September. Bright-coloured autumn leaves swirled about the Cotswold lanes. It was an Indian summer of lazy, mellow, sunny days and misty nights. Never had Carsley seemed more beautiful. But Agatha was determined to get rid of her obsession for James Lacey. Frithom was probably beautiful as well. Agatha was just stiffening up her weakening sinews when the doorbell rang. She opened the door. Two small, round people stood there.
"Good morning," said the woman brightly. "We are Mr. and Mrs. Baxter Semper. We've come to view the house."